This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Smoke from wildfires burning in southern Oregon, Del Norte, Siskiyou, and Humboldt counties has made its way to the coast and could stick around for a day or two, according to the Weather Service. Air quality for inland communities like Hoopa and Wichpec is poor and poses a threat to at-risk residents. The Orleans Fire Complex is responsible for the smoke to the northeast, and it continues to burn in the Six Rivers National Forest near Highway 96, north of Soames Bar. The Orleans Complex is comprised of 19 fires that have scorched nearly 6,000 acres, and more than 700 personnel are assigned. Forest officials will host a public meeting tomorrow evening at the Kurok Natural Resources Center in Orleans to update the public. To the south, the Ruth Complex of fires is burning as well. Hotshot crews were sent in for a direct suppression on the Willie Fire, which has burned about 3,000 acres and which is now at about 65% containment. The other large fire in the complex, the Dutchman Fire, is fully contained. It's burned about 1,500 acres. AT&T Internet subscribers were left without service this morning after a fiber optic cable that had been damaged in a small wildfire 2 weeks ago acted up again. The outage occurred overnight and has left businesses and schools like College of the Redwoods without Internet service. The fiber optic cable was damaged by the Saw Fire that burned near Garberville at the beginning of the month. By 10:30 this morning, four of the five circuits on the cable had been restored for service. The California Highway Patrol Garberville area is investigating the cause of a single-vehicle collision that left the driver of a Toyota pickup truck pinned against a tree. 27-year-old Rio Dell resident Stoney Deutsch allowed his truck to leave the roadway on Wood Ranch Road at about 12:30 yesterday afternoon, and it then rolled down a steep embankment. Deutsch suffered serious injuries and was trapped inside the truck until emergency crews could extricate him. Deutsch was later airlifted to Reading for treatment. Impairment is not considered a factor. The Yurok Tribe has honored Congressman Jared Huffman with the tribe's first-ever Excellence in Partnership Award. The tribe recognized Huffman for his support for the removal of four dams from the Klamath River and for protecting natural resources on tribal lands. The tribe statement also highlights Huffman's work to secure millions of dollars in federal funds to address the fishing collapse of 2016, as well as for being the sponsor of the Yurok Tribal Lands Act and the expansion of tribal lands by 45,000 acres. The United States Department of the Interior has announced that nearly $1 million in funding has been issued to Native tribes across the state and another $2.5 million to state fish and wildlife agencies through the Tribal Wildlife Grant Program. Locally, it means the Wiat tribe will receive $200,000 for long-term monitoring plans for invasive species control and a barrier remediation project. And that's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.